Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Of course, on Tuesday afternoon, the Minnesota Vikings beat Mountain Iron Buell by 1 point, 54-53. The game was tied 53-53 with 2 seconds left when senior Abby Hennon of the Minnesota Vikings went to the free throw line. And Abby joins me by phone right now. Abby, tell us about what you were feeling when you walked to the free throw line there.
Yeah, walking to the free throw line, I was just really happy that the refs called the foul, and I was happy that I was shooting two, just because, just in case I missed the first, which I did. And yeah, I was just a little, I wasn't nervous until I missed the first one, and then their coach took a timeout, and my coach just said, just focus. If you miss it, just make sure you don't let anything get thrown behind you, and just don't foul, because we were in the double we were in the bonus two for them to be shooting. So, yeah, I just shot them like I normally do, I guess, and thankfully it went in.
Yeah, a lot of pressure on you, Abby. Did you feel the pressure?
Like I said, not after the first, or not when I was shooting my first one, but definitely after the second one I did. It was a lot of, like, I was feeling less pressure since I knew that if I missed, we'd go into overtime, and it wasn't, I needed to make it to send it to overtime, so that was a little relieving, but... Yep. Yeah, I definitely did not want to just risk it, obviously.
I think the biggest shot that you made was with about 2 minutes to go in the game, and when you hit that three-pointer to cut the lead to three, talk about that that shot.
Yeah, I think if I remember right, Abby Ross actually had the ball at the top of the key, and she was going to shoot it, and then she hesitated, and the girl that was on me moved over to Abby, and she just kind of swung it to me, and I guess I was just kind of in rhythm and thankful it went in, I guess.
Were you surprised at how well Mountain Iron Buell played and how well they shot the ball, especially in the first half, Abby?
Yeah, I knew that Mountain Iron Buell was always like a really pressure defense and they were really aggressive on defense, but I was not expecting them to shoot the ball that well. They made a lot of three-pointers that I was not expecting them to, and they had a really good offense and seemed to be working well for them, so... credit to them, but yeah, it was really surprising to see them make all those three-pointers.
Now, you were down by, what, three at half or something like that? What did Coach Johnson say in the locker room at halftime?
He just said, you know, it's a state tournament. Everybody has to be there to play, and he said he knew that they were going to be aggressive, and he said our shots weren't falling, but don't get frustrated. Just keep staying aggressive, keep shooting, and even if you aren't, like, shooting well, just maybe be more aggressive on the rebounds or just play more aggressive defense and have nice passes. So it's just like, try not to get frustrated, he said. It's just a one possession game with, since we were struggling, we were kind of like worried, but he said, you're playing bad and you're still within 3 points. So he said, just don't lose focus.
Right. Well, you led the Vikings and scored at 19 points, but I was really impressed, Abby, with your assists. You led the team with 7 assists. Your passing is phenomenal, especially down low to Rebecca. Talk about that. You practice that?
Yeah, we do. We do, like, these shooting drills where you have to pass, and then the person that is coming off a screen, like, does either, like, a curl cut or a flare cut, and I think that's what helps me a lot is just I've had a lot of experience with knowing what the girl is going to do, so I can throw it out in front of them so they can go and get the ball away from the defense. And our girls do a really good job with backdoor cuts or curl cuts, and I think just kind of reading it before the defense does is what helps me the most on passing.
Talk about some of your teammates that played with you on the Target Center floor Tuesday afternoon. Everyone contributed, didn't they?
Yeah, Abby Ross, she did a really good job in the first half. She was actually leading us in scoring at halftime, and she's always really aggressive on the rebounds, giving us extra shots and second chances, which helps a lot, and even to get them in foul trouble. And Jaren Ross did a really good job on defense, and she did a good job rebounding as well. And then again, Ireland Stassen is a good one to come off the bench for us, and I think everyone just did a really good job coming in and just doing their part.
All right. Well, congratulations on that 1 point win. And you had ice in your veins at the free throw line there at the end of the game, Abby. And made a lot of people happy.
Yep.
Well, now you get BBE for the state championship on Friday. Talk about them. You've played them, right?
Yep. We played them earlier in the year in February, I think. And we won by 4 points. But like Mountain Iron Buell, they're really aggressive on defense. So we're going to have to come out with a good start and not try to wait and save it for the second half, I guess.
All right. Well, best of luck Friday at Target Center. We'll have that game for you on Q92. Tip-off is at 1 o'clock. And once again, congratulations, Abby.
Yeah, thank you. Yep, bye.
All right, thanks. Abby Hennen of the Minnesota Vikings, they win today 54-53 over Mountain Iron Buell.